The comptroller was joined by Mayor Jack Diamond, as well as State Senator Betty Little and Assemblymember Dan Steck, to discuss DiNapoli's latest in a series of fiscal reports on municipalities across New York. The numbers show that tax revenue in the city of $14,700 is down, while expenditures are up and growing at a faster rate than the statewide average. Comptroller DiNapoli.
In our report, we note that from 2002 to 2012, the city's expenditures grew by 4.5% annually, higher than the 3.3% growth for all cities in the state. By comparison, the city's revenues increased by only 4.1%.
The report gives Glens Falls a fiscal score of 44.6, very close to the 45% mark of susceptible to fiscal stress. DiNapoli said the financial issues facing the city are compounded by the costs associated with running the Glens Falls Civic Center. In 2013, the city paid approximately $600,000 from its general fund to subsidize the arena. Earlier this week, the Civic Center was approved for sale by the Common Council in a public auction later this summer. Mayor Diamond said the comptroller's report was a fair assessment.
We've seen a slight increase as far as balanced budgets. So I think we're stabilizing. We still have a lot of fiscal challenges. But again, if the Civic Center is to be sold, it gives us a little breathing room within our budget preparations for the calendar year. So it becomes positive.
The report also mentions other ways the city is looking to save money, including the mayor's proposal to explore consolidation of the city's police force with Warren County. Diamond acknowledged the tensions surrounding the police consolidation plan.
But it's going to be something that is going to take some time to discuss openly, to be able to, when the report comes back, we take a look at the information, and then we'll take that information and we'll sit down and talk about whether this is a good idea, good concept, or whether it's not going to work in the city.
In recent years, the city has consolidated other services with Warren County, including the Dispatch Center for City Police and County Sheriff's Office. The report says that the city relies on state aid for 10.4% of its revenues, less than the statewide average of 18%. State aid has declined or been stagnant since the 2008-2009 recession. State Senator Betty Little gave credit to Diamond and city government for keeping the city's finances afloat in the years following the recession. She said she's working with the legislature to restore state aid.
You know, we do everything we can to help. The aid to localities really hasn't grown much in recent years, and that's an area where I think we need to be promoting the city and more money for cities.
DiNapoli commended Glens Falls. In some areas, the city's median household income and home value are above median statewide. The child poverty rate is also lower than the statewide average. He also thanked the officials for positive working relationships he's maintained with them. DiNapoli said fiscal stress monitoring of local governments will be updated on an annual basis.
Part of the value of our system is not just to take a snapshot of a point in time, but it will be as the years progress to see what the trends are for different communities. And certainly we hope for Glens Falls with these different initiatives, we'll start to see the number go in the other direction.
For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.